Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for July 17th, 2023, from Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Paul begins this letter to the Philippians by stating that both Paul and Timothy are servants of Christ Jesus. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Jesus washes his disciples' feet to make the point that we are to serve one another. And it makes sense, especially if you consider that God is love. You see, love is always giving. So we have a God who is a good gift giver, always giving. And we are the ones who are receiving. So we first receive from God his love so that we may love and serve other people. This is what happens when we are attached to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Scripture also describes this service by calling it the fruit of faith. The fruit of faith. That love, that joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the self-control. There are many other fruits of the gift of faith. And it's true that God's gift of faith does indeed produce fruits for other people to receive. Paul also uses the idea that this letter is going to the saints. Now, notice that Paul calls them saints. Typically, we think of saints as those who are already with Christ in paradise, but Paul uses the word saints for those who are with Christ still here on earth. So you are a saint because you are attached to Christ. The word saint means like holy one. We are made holy through the sinless sacrifice of the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ. This letter is also not only addressed to the saints, but those particularly are the overseers and the deacons. Why that particular subset of the saints? Well, these are the people who also serve and teach the church at Philippi. So Paul wants all people to read this, amen, but especially for, you could say, the professional church workers. Why? Because the church workers need to be attached to God's word for the source of their strength and their defense. Verse 2. Grace to you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul here is giving out God's grace and mercy. Sometimes people ask, can Paul really do that? Give something away that doesn't belong to Paul but belongs to God? Ah, it does belong to Paul, because grace and mercy first does come from God, and God gives it. He gives that grace and mercy to us and to all, including Paul. And so Paul can in turn share God's grace and mercy with others around. So it is appropriate for Christians to share, give out God's grace and mercy, because freely we have received and freely we can share. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.